This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump, on his way to the western state of Arizona this hour, part of his itinerary, is visiting a plant manufacturing surgical masks.
So he'll be doing a roundtable with the Native American community on our missing and murdered Indigenous women proclamation executive order that he's going to sign. Also, we've been on top of that here since the beginning. We had an event in around Thanksgiving time, late November, in the Oval Office with a number of tribal leaders.
Now, that's the president's key advisor, Kellyanne Conway, who these days shares a bit of a strange political bed with her husband, George Conway. The Lincoln Project, an anti-Trump group headed by the Republican George Conway, started broadcasting a minute-long ad on Monday, which said more than 60,000 Americans have died from the deadly virus that Trump ignored. The ad, running 6 months before the November presidential election between the president and former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden, was called "Mourning in America." Only this time, the ad spelled the word mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. The ad apparently drew the ire of the president in the wee hours last night. Globally, more than 252,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are more than 3.6 million confirmed cases. In the United States, approximately 70,000 people have died, and there are more than 1.2 million confirmed cases. The Trump administration is making ever louder pronouncements, casting blame on China for the COVID-19 pandemic, aiming to sidestep domestic criticism of the president's own response, tarnish China's global reputation, and give the U.S. leverage on trade. This is VOA News. A White House memo to congressional committees says no member of the administration's coronavirus task force may agree to testify on Capitol Hill unless the appearance is expressly approved by the president's chief of staff. Democrats are bristling at the restriction on gathering information about the nation's response to the pandemic. The memo follows a White House move to block Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying before a House panel while allowing him to appear the following week at a Senate hearing. The Senate is held by President Trump's Republican allies while the House is controlled by Democrats. And from our just what we need at a time like this category, the world's largest hornet, a 2-inch killer dubbed the murder hornet, with an appetite for honeybees, has been found in Washington State, where entomologists were making plans to wipe it out. The giant Asian insect with a sting that could be fatal to some people is now starting to emerge from winter hibernation. Washington State University Extension entomologist Todd Murray says stings from the murder hornets can kill people.
Like Japan, it does cause a mortality factor among humans just because they're so large. And if someone stumbles across a nest and you get stung by a few of these hornets, it can cause serious health concerns.
The hornet can sting through most beekeepers. Suits deliver nearly 7 times the amount of venom as a honeybee and sting multiple times, according to the department, adding that it ordered special reinforced suits. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the peace process in Afghanistan is not going as quickly as expected, with the Taliban failing to reduce violence in the war-torn country. The Secretary of Defense said it's behind schedule. He says we must continue to talk to both sides about what they need to do fully to implement the agreement. Officials had cautiously hoped a peace deal signed in February by the United States and the Taliban would lead to intra-Afghan negotiations that would serve as a new foundation of peace for a country plagued by more than 18 consecutive years of war. South Sudan's government says it has come up with a new strategy to fight the COVID-19 pandemic after the number of confirmed cases there jumped from 6 to 49. More testing and tracking will be carried out in the capital of Juba, according to First Vice President Riek Machar, who is deputy chair of the Health Ministry's high-level task force for COVID-19. South Sudan has also ordered more ventilators. There are only 4 ventilators in the entire country, according to the health minister. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.